Hi, Christina.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And then this intake will be in regards to a new or an existing claim? A new one?
Yes.
And then the reason for the intake would be to see if you meet the criteria to participate then. I know you said that you don't have an attorney. Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yeah.
And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your injury or diagnosis after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
A meningioma.
A meningioma, okay. I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know where that was located in your body? Like the brain or the spine?
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you remember where it was located in your body?
The brain.
The brain, okay. And do you know what year you were diagnosed with that? I'm so sorry to hear, by the way.
I was diagnosed in 2018.
Okay. February 2018. Okay. And again, I'm sorry to hear about the diagnosis. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by the Depo Provera?
No, I don't know anyone else.
Okay, no worries. And the next year, we'll go through the Depo Provera information. Did you receive the Depo pill or the Depo shot?
The shot.
Shot, okay. And did you use the name brand injectable, Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then do you know what year, estimately, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started taking it?
I want to say, because I was on it for 6 years.
6 years.
I want to say 20.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Huh?
I was going to say, sorry,
2011.
2011. Okay. 2011, and then 6 years, so 2017?
Yes.
Okay. And then 6 years, and if you had do you know how many injections you had yearly?
I got one every 3 months.
Okay, so
it'd
be four.
Okay, four.
Yeah, 4 times per year times the 6 would be estimately 24 injections total. And then do you recall approximately how many weeks it was between each injection? You said it was roughly...
I got it once every 3 months.
Weeks, okay. So it'd be 13 estimately weeks. And then, thank you for that. And then next here, the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Female, thank you. And then your marital status?
Single.
Okay, perfect. And then we have the spelling of your first name, Christina.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last name, Hood?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then We have an email here. It's aleshahood@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then is the 803-580-3071. Is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
3022 Long Road, Saluda, South Carolina, 29138.
And it was Long Road?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay. Thank you. And then next year, the medical information, was the depo administered by yourself or a doctor?
My doctor.
Doctor, okay. And then do you remember where the injection was administered, like the arm, stomach, buttocks, upper thigh, other?
Usually in my butt.
But okay. And then one moment. Do you remember the name of the doctor or facility where you had the shots taken at?
Name of my doctor was my family doctor.
Family doctor. Okay.
Deborah Great.
Deborah Great.
Mm-hmm. Grate.
She's in what city?
Saluda.
Saluda. Okay, I think I've found her here on Greenwood Highway.
Yes.
That's her. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then she's the prescribing doctor then as well.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then were you or a loved one prescribed the medication within the United States? It was in South Carolina, so yes. Have you ever used any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
No. Okay. And then were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. What state were you diagnosed in?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay. And then what was your method of the diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
A biopsy.
A biopsy, okay. Other. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor, or at least the facility?
It was at Lexington Medical.
Lexington Medical.
Dr. Jonathan Eng.
M?
E-N-G-H.
G-H. Okay. Is that in Saluda?
No.
Oh, what city?
West Columbia.
West Columbia?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. I think I found him here. Jonathan. And then the Lexington Medical, that's on Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah.
That's the one? Okay. Okay. And have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. Did you have treatments done at that same facility, Lexington Medical?
Yes.
Okay. Were you treated by the same doctor, Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive? If you received any?
I had surgery.
Surgery.
And steroids. And monitoring of, yeah.
Okay. Was the surgery removal?
Yeah.
Or removal? Okay. Okay. Do you have any family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
For 3 days.
You were okay. And that was in 2018?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, were you ever exposed to radiation before
no.
the diagnosis? No. And were you ever diagnosed with neurofibromyalgia too?
No.
No, okay. And then, let's see, do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor?
It was right, I want to say maybe 6 months before
the diagnosis.
I got, yeah.
Okay. So like 2017 is when you first started realizing?
Yeah, between 17 and 18.
Okay.
Yes, I'm on the phone.
And then there would be a medical record showing your diagnosis, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And then they will request the records, but they do want to know if they're needing assistance. Are you able to send those electronically or via mail?
I probably could do it electronically.
Okay. No worries. And then do you have access to your MyChart login by chance?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay.
I haven't,
no worries.
Yeah, I haven't.
Not an issue. And then the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
No? Okay. No worries. And then one moment. Okay. So bear with me. Okay. And then lastly, for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
December 15th, 1984.
Okay, and that was 12/15/1984?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Your social?
138-78-7991.
Okay, and that was 138-78-7991?
Yes.
Okay, and then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then let me go ahead and submit this over. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment.